Oh, boy. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the crumpled remains of Hibbing Community College. But it's not that simple. The college was picked up and moved from its previous location so that a mining company could access a rare mineral called hyperbolum. The crew had a little trouble in the new roundabout on Highway 169, and here we are wrecked on the side of the road with the police walking up to the cab.
Excuse me. I'm Officer Becky Stone with the Hibbing Police Department. Who's in charge of this rig?
Not me, Officer. I'm just the radio show host. The gentleman at the wheel is right over here.
Hey, Officer. I'm Butch. This is my partner, Terry.
I prefer co-worker.
Roundabouts, huh? Am I right? This sort of thing must happen all the time.
This sort of thing never happens. Never. Not during 2 tours in Afghanistan or 4 years of private security detail in hot zones all over the world. Or even the time I lost an eye breaking up a melee at the Hibbing Jubilee Street Dance. Not once. Honestly, you just yield to your left on your way in and then exit to your right on the way out.
That's what I told them.
Do you even have permits to move something this size down a state highway?
Permits? Jimmy has the permits. I'm just a drive-and-drop guy. That's
Jimmy Gogovich?
Hey, you know him?
That slimy eel pout is in the back of my squad. We caught him trying to sell stock in some fake mining company to old ladies at the laundromat.
You mean hyperbolum isn't real? See, I was trying to tell you guys, it seemed fishy. The whole deal.
Cram it, Enviro.
Yeah, really. I agree with you, but no one likes a know-it-all.
All right, so how do we get the college off the side of the road?
Well, you can't jack it up from the ditch. You're going to need a special kind of crane.
A big one.
A crane that powerful hasn't even been invented yet.
Invented? Huh. How about that? Look where we are, folks. Just a short walk from the Iron Range makerspace. It's that bright yellow building located on the Beltline.
I always thought it was Mocker Spassy. I figured it was some underground nightclub.
No, the Iron Range Makerspace is a tinker's laboratory where anyone can join to gain access to metal and woodworking tools, high-tech software, even a 3D printer. It's an inventor's paradise. Here, let's walk over there and check it out. Maybe someone has an idea. Well, look who's here. Look at
Hello.
This. With a shirt that's so loud it can be heard on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
It's the founder and president of the Iron Range Makerspace, Andrew Hannigman. Hi, Andrew. How are
Hi.
You doing?
How's it going, Aaron?
Really good. Well, not really good, actually, but I got to ask you first, since we're here, what is a makerspace?
So makerspace is basically a facility that houses equipment and tooling and provides access to it kind of like a gym does. Ours specifically has a machine shop, weld bay, wood shop, 3D printers, and more.
And what? How did the Iron Range Makerspace get started?
So it all started with an idea that some college students had at Iron Range Engineering, and we assembled, made a plan, and then executed. We partnered with a lot of local agencies from IRRB to AEOA and more. Our community even chipped in about $15,000 in a Kickstarter campaign. And from there, we just executed our vision.
And what do you hope happens here?
We really hope that we enable entrepreneurs to start businesses at a lower cost and really kind of spark an innovative revolution on the Iron Range. We also cater to DIY, but entrepreneurs are bread and butter.
And how can people get involved?
So they can get a hold of me and just check out Iron Range Makerspace on Facebook, but you can schedule an orientation. Go to a workshop or a class, or just come hang out in the lobby, which is free to the public.
Awesome. Well, Andrew, we've got a problem here. Maybe you heard some of the noise. I don't know if you heard the commotion, but Butch and Terry here accidentally spilled the entire Hibbing Community College campus into the ditch by the roundabout, and we need a high-powered device to lift HCC. I don't know, maybe a helicopter or something. I mean, the lift differential would be staggering, but...
Did someone say lift differential?
Oh, hi, everybody. This is Lisa. She practically lives here.
Oh, that's great. Good to meet you, Lisa.
Good to meet you, Lisa.
I don't know about this one.
You were asking about lift differential, Lisa. Is that something you know about?
Only everything about it.
That's great. Listen, we have 70,000 tons of higher learning splayed out in the ditch, and we need to get it back where it belongs. Our truck drivers don't know how to get it off the ground. It's too soft. Any ideas?
Let's see. 70,000 tons multiplied by pi divided by the Earth's gravitational pull. What is the campus shaped like?
Kind of like a comma, I guess. A big one made out of buildings.
A comma or an apostrophe?
This whole thing is a pain in my colon.
Never mind. The difference is negligible so long as wind speed is under 15 knots. Yes! My hypothesis was correct!
And what was your hypothesis?
The Hutto praying can do the job. That's my invention. It's a helicopter that can lift enormous weight using solar radiation.
That's perfect.
Oh no, it's not perfect. During my first trial, the Hutto praying caused a series of extremely damaging hurricanes in the Caribbean Sea and Gulf of Mexico. Untold devastation.
Too soon.
No, it's ready. I've made several modifications. I'm certain that the Hutto praying can lift Haven Community College back to its original location.
Well, great. We'll hook it up. It's not like we have any other options here. Cassidy, Terry, Butch, help put on the chains here. Let's get it all strapped in.
Okay. Oh, here it goes.
Oh, wow. Look at that thing. Whoa. All right. Would you look at that? There it goes. Oh, wow, the invention that's going to change the world someday. And it all started right here in Hibbing. Cassidy, Butch, Terry, thank you. This could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Not after you see the bill.
Well, we'll see, my friend. We'll see. Until then, they say times are always tough on the Iron Range. Well, we have a response to that.